Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Old versus young. That's one way to look at Sunday's Super Bowl matchup. On the old, or should we say experienced side, you have the New England Patriots. On the young side, the Los Angeles Rams. WBUR's Shira Springer takes a look at the Rams' young head coach and young quarterback and what they think of facing the more seasoned Patriots.
What do Elvis, Obama, Tupac, Ric Flair, and the LA Rams have in common? Take a listen to Rams quarterback Jared Goff calling audibles at the line of scrimmage.
Hey, Elvis! Elvis! Hey, Tupac! Dusty! Tupac! Obama! 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 Hey, Ric Flair!
That's right. The Rams' name plays after a wide range of celebrities, and it reflects the creative leadership of Sean McVay. On Sunday, the 33-year-old McVay will become the youngest head coach in Super Bowl history. But he doesn't like making a big deal about his age.
Whether you're young, whether you're old, coaching is about listening, learning, and then leading. And I've been around a lot of people that can help you do that.
McVay speaks with an energetic intensity. He comes across as thoughtful, even if every sentence sounds like one big run-on. He likes talking about the value of making mistakes and about building relationships and about surrounding yourself with great people. He entertains and amazes reporters with his photographic memory for plays from years ago.
It was an offset gun. We called it fake 38, and it was an option to the left on the left sideline.
When we were going in, we were flipped the field. That was when we hit Gurley on the 80-yard screen.
Roll out pass right, Anderson Russell.
He sounds nothing like this.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of great things that have happened through the years in this franchise and with our teams, but right now we're just focused on the Rams.
That's the unmistakable monotone of Bill Belichick, and his equally unmistakable blinders-on, nothing-but-the-next-game focus. If the Patriots take home another Lombardi trophy, the 66-year-old Belichick will become the oldest head coach to win a Super Bowl. The age difference between McVay and Belichick is the largest gap between opposing head coaches in Super Bowl history. And with that age gap comes an almost unbelievable experience gap. Some numbers. Belichick is in his 24th season as an NFL head coach. McVay is in his second. Belichick has 291 career wins. McVay has 26. And Belichick is making his ninth Super Bowl appearance as a head coach, while McVay is making his first. Not surprisingly, McVay downplays the value of experience in a Super Bowl setting. And he does it by taking a page straight from Belichick.
One of the things I respect that I've heard Coach Belichick say is, you know, how they're able to operate so consistently is after every year, whether they win the Super Bowl or however the season ends, you wipe the slate clean and each year is a new year.
Now, let's look at the quarterbacks. It's 24-year-old Goff versus 41-year-old Tom Brady.
For me, growing up, you know, he was winning Super Bowls when I was young, when I was, you know, 7, 8 years old.
In the 2016 draft, Goff was the number one pick. Now, he leads the Rams' explosive offense. He's known for being even-keeled and unfazed by the ups and downs of NFL games. But he's never been to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady's playoff resume? It'd take too much time to go through it all. But here's the only bullet point that really matters. He's going for a record-breaking 6th title.
The best ever, if not one of, you know, top two, top three. He's a guy that everyone, I think, that plays this position has looked up to at some point in their career.
When it comes to playing Brady in the Super Bowl, what advice would a 7-year-old Goff have given himself?
he'd be telling 24-year-old, don't focus on him, focus on their defense.
And what about from Brady?
What sort of advice would you give this guy as he gets ready to take on the big bad Patriots?
I'm not giving him any advice.
He's not piling on the praise either.
What does Jared Goff do really well? I mean, he's a great passer of the football.
That's a veteran move by Brady, not giving anything away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.